It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am still on the topic of humility, and I'm thinking about how humility can free us from being set in our own ways. And I had this thought as I was reading in the book of Matthew. And as we know, Matthew is filled with a lot of parables. And I was reading about one of the parables as Jesus is teaching the Pharisees about their disbelief and wicked ways. So there's a father who has two sons, and he asked them both to go out and work in the vineyard. One son says no, but eventually he comes around and goes to do what his father has instructed him to do. The other son immediately says, absolutely, Father, I will go out and do it, but that son never does. And what Jesus is teaching the Pharisees is obvious, because they will often accuse him of being in the company of corrupt tax collectors and prostitutes. But what he says to them in Matthew 21 is that, you know, these tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you do. Because when I sent John the Baptist, you know, he came to show the way of life, and they believed him. You didn't. And when I read that you didn't, the reason they didn't is because they were so rooted and set in their own ways. Now, the Pharisees had very wicked ways, but are our ways judgmental? What are the ways that we have that we're deeply rooted in that is keeping us from being more of a humble servant? It's something surely for me to think about today. The scripture today is Mark 7:7. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. So today I realize that when I am humble, I feel the presence of God more. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.